Well, our major focus is taking care of our assets. So what we do have is a research center, which is a building near the city library that has archives, et cetera, and that's open to the public. But a major focus, of course, is the Milliard Museum, which is open to the public, and where we have educational programs, et cetera. In terms of historic preservation, what we really do is we advocate for it. So we're trying to really to encourage people to preserve whatever historical documents they own, as well as, of course, buildings that they may have control over. And it's kind of like a gentle persuasion and educational kind of a function. And we focus that function to a great extent on our Historic Preservation Awards program, which happens once a year. We're about to have it on April 17th, and it's the 20th anniversary of this program.
What are the criteria used to determine what's a worthwhile project to give an award to?
The criteria is that the project has integrity, and we recognize that a lot of commercial development really cannot preserve every single element of an old building, that modern use of a building requires that, you know, certain amenities be put in, et cetera. But we have a list every single year of projects that we've noticed, either they're individual homes that somebody's been maintaining really well. People nominate people to us, say, you know, so-and-so is really doing a great project on his house. Also, commercial development that's happening in the city. But we also, since the very beginning, have focused, besides focusing on buildings, we've focused on traditions, including traditional trades. You know, we've given awards to a person that owns one of the last little one-person-owned hardware stores in the city and another person that does shoe repair. The Manchester Police Department Mounted Unit is getting an award for maintaining a traditional form of policing on horseback. And there's a really wonderful sense of community and a real appreciation for the efforts that people have put into whatever project they've been working on, whatever trade they're preserving.
So how have some of those preservation projects changed, say, in the past 20 years since you've been doing these awards?
I think that attitude of, well, you know, in order to have progress, we have to tear down the old and build up new, has diminished. It's not completely gone, but I think it has diminished quite a bit in the past 20 years. And the thing that's impressed me a lot has been some of the developers in the city, you don't think of them as having a personal feeling necessarily about their projects, but they honestly really, really do. So it's kind of, it's more of a community building thing as well as keeping the old buildings kind of thing.
Has it become harder to initiate some of those projects in the recession?
I think there seems to have been a bit of a slowdown right after 2008, but there are two nonprofit agencies that we're honoring this year for reusing old buildings and revitalizing neighborhoods, and both of these agencies were able to get the funding they needed. So I think, you know, there's money out there and there's things happening, and Manchester is in much better shape, I'd say, than most communities.